For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
WBSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Good morning. Welcome into the program. Happy Friday to you. You made it. You made it to the end of the work week. You just got to get through this day. You know, assuming you work a Monday through Friday week. Not everybody does, but if you do, hey, congratulations. And we are actually almost to the end of April, believe it or not. We are now in the final stretch of April. And Monday is Earth Day. So there's a lot of recycling initiatives going on this weekend. There's a lot of different opportunities for you to maybe get rid of some things that have been kicking around that normally you would have to pay for, and things that would normally be a pain to dispose of. And one of the things that we talked about in recent months are these changes to the Massachusetts law about what you can throw away and how you're not supposed to throw clothes in the trash anymore. Unless those clothes are deeply soiled with biological stains. So we're talking, you know, blood, and you can imagine the rest. Unless they're like that, or they are worn out to the point that they can't be reused, you can't put them in the trash. We went over the list of suggestions of what you can do with that. You know, turning old shirts into rags for cleaning. Taking old jeans and shoving them into your attic walls as insulation. Some of it was kind of out there, but the bottom line was that they were telling us we can't throw clothes away. But on Saturday, there's a very cool event happening, and we're going to learn more about it later on this morning. But it is a clothing repair day. It's called Mend in Public Day, and it's happening tomorrow at the Buttonwood Park Zoo from 10:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. It's open to New Bedford and Dartmouth residents. And the idea is, if you have clothing that needs to be mended, you know, has holes in it, has rips, and you're not someone that sews, you bring those down and they will mend it for you. And so we're going to learn more details about that. You will have to prove your residency, by the way. But if you're looking for something like having a zipper repaired, buttons replaced, holes mended, or reversing shirt collars for worn or stained collars, that's the kind of work they'll be doing. You're limited to two items mended per household. But maybe that favorite shirt has a hole in it or is missing a button, or maybe that favorite jacket no longer zips up. This is the day that they'll take care of that for you. So again, we'll learn more about that later on this morning. But it's happening tomorrow, 10:30 to 2:30 at Buttonwood Park Zoo, open to New Bedford and Dartmouth residents, and you will be required to show proof of residency. But I think a lot of folks, you know, I can tell you this, I've been going around and buying clothes secondhand because I'm still not what I think will be my final weight goal. So I've been buying things from thrift stores and consignment shops and trying to save money. And I've been going for the past couple of weeks to Gifts to Give on a Saturday, collecting shorts and summery shirts so that I can have a full summer wardrobe. And sometimes you notice, oh, wait a minute, there is a button missing on this shirt. I went to put on a shirt yesterday and I noticed there's a couple of stains on it. Well, I can probably take care of that. I'll hit that with some stain remover. And if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. But I'll try it. And then today, the shirt I was going to put on, I was like, oh, there's a couple small holes in this. So maybe that's something that can be mended. But clothing is something that obviously is essential. You can't walk around with nothing on. But it all depends on what your level of spend is for clothes. And mine was always very low. I was never somebody who cared much about what my clothes were. I went through a whole thing growing up where I got picked on for not wearing the right clothes, and then it became a huge issue. But when I became an adult and I had the money myself to buy the brands of clothing that I wanted, I said, meh, I don't really care that much about it. I'm not dressing to impress anybody. I mean, I want to look decent, but what does it matter if the shirt I buy comes from Macy's or Walmart? Well, I've learned over time that you're looking for quality in what it is you're buying. You want value for your dollar. And if I buy a shirt at Walmart, I don't think they last nearly as long as the shirts I get for just about the same price at JCPenney. So I buy a lot of my clothes there. I understand, as much as I couldn't understand then, why my parents didn't buy me the same sneakers everybody else had growing up, with five kids that needed shoes every other week. I understand now why they didn't. But also, my feet aren't growing anymore. So if I spend $100 on a pair of sneakers, I'm going to get a couple of years out of them. In fact, right now, I own more shoes than I ever have in my life. Like, probably a dozen different pairs of shoes. But I got by my whole life with a pair of boots, a pair of dress shoes, a pair of sneakers. It just wasn't something that was, and I'm talking about my adult life. I would never have more than one jacket. You have your spring, fall jacket, and then you have your winter jacket. Now I have multiple jackets. Is it snowing out? Is it wet? Is it dry? How cold is it? So I had never thought I'd become a clothes horse, but maybe I have a little bit. But that's okay, because I'm buying most of them from a place that supports people in need, so I don't feel bad about that. 508-996-0500. I did find out that there is some work being done to the power lines here in Fairhaven that should help alleviate some of those power issues that we've been having, but it's going to be an ongoing process. So the Eversource answer about wind and trees and all of that is part of it, but there's also some other things that are being done that will hopefully solve these issues. But everybody that I've spoken to, both on the record and off, have said the saturated ground theory is not what's going on. So if it starts to rain and we have a couple of straight days of rain, don't worry that it's going to start happening again. Or if it, I mean, it may happen, but it won't be that that's causing it. The real issue will be what happens this summer when, you know, if things aren't 100% by then, what happens when everybody starts turning on their air conditioning, which we're not that far away from. I like to wait to put mine in the windows, but some people, especially those who have central air, they'll think nothing of, you know, mid-May. If we get an 80-degree day, they'll turn it on. I think my general rule of thumb is I try to get to 4th of July. Just like I try to get to Thanksgiving before I put the heat on. Don't know if I always make it, but I get usually past Halloween. And it's not like my gas bill is hugely ridiculous anyway. My electric bill does get a little high running the air conditioning, but it's not like I have to be that conservative with it. It's just more of the challenge. And I think that the more I get, I think I'm winning. You know, oh, I made it to Thanksgiving. Yes. When in reality, what did I save? $30. And I probably went out and bought an electric blanket and spent money on the electricity to power that blanket so I didn't have to turn on the gas. So it was a wash anyway. Today, we're going to give away some things. We're going to give away, of course, some cash as Win Cash will continue. Your first code coming up at 8 a.m. And we'll have a code every hour through 5 p.m. So 10 chances to enter to win $100 for the hourly prize. And each time you get the code and you enter it in, that's an entry for the $30,000 grand prize. All the details are at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app as Win Cash. So just click on the money bag icon on the app or click on Win Cash at the top of the WBSM.com website if you're on a computer. And all the details are right there, plus the boxes to enter in the code each hour. We will also give away, oh, by the way, that's brought to you by Architect Managed IT Services. But also today, we will give away our final pair of tickets to the Mercy Meals and More comedy night that's happening next Friday, April 26th. We will also have our final four-pack of tickets to the Northeast Home Show that's happening that same weekend, Saturday, April 27th and Sunday, April 28th at the Longplex Sports Center in Tiverton. So stay tuned for your name to be called if you are the winner. You can go still to WBSM.com and enter, or the app and enter. So there's still time to get your name in before we draw those winners. And then maybe next week, the week after, we might start digging into some of those concert tickets. Because I've got a whole bunch to give away. And Casey's back, so she can help me with a lot of the work that's involved in doing those giveaways. 508-996-0500. I'm going to take my first break of the morning, and we'll be back in a few moments.
Awesome.
You're the one giving up the love anytime he needs it. But you turn your back and then he's off and running with the crowd. You're the one to sacrifice anything to please him. Do you really think he thinks about you when he's out? He's a cold-hearted snake. Look into his eyes.
He is a cold-hearted snake. That's because he's a snake. You should be cold-hearted, cold-blooded creature. Anyway, 508-996-0500, or you can use App Chat or Open Line Voicemails on the WBSM app. Now, the Eversource issue, again, at least now they're aware of it, or at least they're more aware that people have become aware of it. So anybody that called, I would be interested in finding out if you ended up getting a response. I know the other day, there were people who had called that they had told them, hey, we're going to look into it. We'll get back to you. Or we put in a ticket. We'll let you know how it turns out. So if anybody hears back about that, please do. Please let me know. Not bad in Oak Bluffs. I'm well aware of the budget plan for Eversource. Thank you. I don't need it. The responses that you get, if it's in writing, if it's something that they send you in a letter or in an email or anything like that, forward that on to me. If it's a printed letter that comes in the mail, you can just print it out and you can, take a photo and send that over. You can use App Chat or email tim@wbsm.com. If it's even if it's a voicemail, you can record that on your phone and forward that to me too. I just want to hear what the responses are that come in, and we can kind of see if we get an idea of what's going on. Because even not that I don't want to believe the response that they gave me, but I've just been told there's more to it than just that. So if you do get any responses, send them all along. You can use App Chat. You can use the send audio video option on the app, which is the same as the open line option. We just gave it that name because of the open line history of WBSM. But you can use that to send anything. It can be audio, but it could also be video. It could also be photos. So you can send all of that. Or you can just email me directly, tim@wbsm.com, and get that over to me, and we'll collect it all together and see what kind of responses we're getting. Right now, though, it is time to go into the newsroom and get all of the national and international headlines of the day with Phil Devitt.
Israel launches a strike against Iran. The jury just about good to go in Trump's hush money trial, and a torturous wait is over for Taylor Swift fans.
From the WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Israel has launched a retaliatory strike against Iran. NBC's Raf Sanchez says there's not a lot of clarity on what was hit, the level of damage, or if there were any casualties.
It is not clear right now whether Israel carried out this strike using jet aircraft, using long-range missiles, or as the New York Times was possibly reporting, drones potentially launched from inside of Iran itself.
Several explosions were reported near an airbase in the Iranian city of Isfahan, home to a number of sites linked to Iran's nuclear program. The International Atomic Energy Agency says it can confirm that none of the sites sustained any damage. This all comes after Israel vowed to respond to Iran's missile and drone attack earlier this week. Former President Trump is complaining that he can't be on the campaign trail because of what he calls a ridiculous trial in New York City.
I'm supposed to be in New Hampshire. I'm supposed to be in Georgia. I'm supposed to be in a lot of different places campaigning. But I've been here all day on a trial that really is a very unfair trial.
Speaking right after the 12 jurors were selected on Thursday, Trump said the whole world is watching, quote, this scam, and went on to read news articles criticizing the case. The judge hopes to have the six alternates selected by today. Trump is accused of falsifying business records in order to cover up payments allegedly made to an adult film star just prior to the 2016 election. A near miss on a runway at Ronald Reagan Washington National Airport outside Washington, D.C. has sparked an FAA investigation. It happened Thursday morning when a plane crossed the runway as another was starting its takeoff. The planes, one a Southwest flight and the other JetBlue, reportedly came within just 300 feet from each other. The JetBlue flight was Boston-bound. The FBI is concerned about threats to Jewish communities in the U.S. as Passover approaches. Tammy Trujillo explains.
FBI Director Christopher Wray spoke during an event on Wednesday hosted by a Jewish community nonprofit safety and training organization called Secure Community Network. Wray told the group of security officials the FBI looks for lone actors who might target high-profile events or religious locations for violence. Passover begins Monday at sunset as homes and synagogues hold a traditional first night dinner called a Seder. Passover marks the Israelites' exodus from Egypt. It lasts for 8 days and 8 nights. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
Writers for Sesame Street have voted to strike. This after the Writers Guild of America held a vote that saw all 35 writers authorize a strike if an agreement on a new contract can't be reached.
I was supposed to be sent away.
And Taylor Swift is releasing a second installment to her new album, The Tortured Poets Department. The highly anticipated new album dropped at midnight, featuring 16 songs, including the first single, Fortnight. But shortly after 2 a.m., Swift announced it was actually a secret double album and released 15 more songs that she called the second installment of the Tortured Poets Department.
WBSM Sports.
Well, the Red Sox unable to complete their comeback attempt after falling to the Cleveland Guardians 5-4 at Fenway. They are now last in the AL East and visit the Pittsburgh Pirates for a three-game series starting tonight at 6:40. Boston Bruins begin the Stanley Cup playoffs Saturday night home at TD Garden when they host the Toronto Maple Leafs, and the Celtics close to finding out who their opponent will be in the first round of playoffs. Game one set for Sunday afternoon in Boston. By the way, Boston police are warning fans about buying tickets to those playoff games on secondary markets. They're saying that a lot of counterfeits are out there, and only authorized ticket agencies should be the way to go.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
A blend of sun and clouds in store for the South Coast today. A high of 59 degrees. Tonight, a low of 45. A mostly cloudy day on Saturday with showers and fog likely in the morning especially. We clear up for Sunday, sunny and 60 degrees. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station WBSM and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
Martika with Toy Soldiers. A lot of people remember Kids Incorporated as being the show that launched the career of Fergie, and that's not really necessarily true. There was a lot of time between Kids Incorporated and when Fergie joined the Black Eyed Peas, but Martika was the breakout star from that show. That song came out right around the time she either left the show or was still on it, so Kids Incorporated, where we had a bunch of kids dancing around singing hit songs of the day. It was like Kids Bop had a TV show. And a lot of parents right now are groaning at that prospect. But yes, that's what it was like. Kids Bop having a TV show. And you heard Phil mention that Taylor Swift not only dropped her new album, but made it a surprise double album, really. But I don't want you to forget either that the new Pearl Jam album comes out today as well, Dark Matter. And it's very, very good. You can stream it now. If you go to YouTube, Pearl Jam's uploaded all the songs. I was listening to it this morning as I was taking a shower and getting ready. Got the chance to hear it in the listening party at Max J Records last week. And really enjoyed it. Thought it was a lot of elements of what people have come to love about Pearl Jam, but also some new stuff and new taking some new chances as well. And of course, all of this music will be available for you tomorrow, and as well as other special things that'll be available as part of Record Store Day. So here locally, just in the Fairhaven, New Bedford area, you can go to Max J Records. You can go to Purchase Street Records. For those unaware, Purchase Street Records is now on Pope's Island. So you can grab yourself something exclusive, or they're all both stores are running great deals on some of the other music that they have there. So if there's a record you've been thinking about picking up, tomorrow's the day to go. But if you want to get some of those special releases, you definitely got to get there and get there early. And the fact that people have embraced vinyl again, there was a time when I was convinced that it was obsolete. Oh my God, can you believe we used to listen to music on record albums? On vinyl? Jeez. CD sounds so much better, but the technology has been upgraded quite a bit. And also, I don't want to sound like one of those vinyl snob hipster people, but there is a different type of sound quality to the vinyl. So if you have a brand new, we were listening to the new Pearl Jam record on vinyl on a very high-end system. The speakers that were used inside the store, they also had for sale, and they were like $310. So I can only imagine how much the record player was. The most expensive record player I saw on the shelf was $550, I think. So that's probably what they were using, was one of those. And it sounded fantastic, but that's also a $1,000 system almost. So not everybody's going to want to get into it at that price, but you definitely do get a crystal clear sound. But I have, my system is, I have a receiver that's a Samsung from the 1970s. It's got the big heavy dial, the tuner dial that you spin and you feel like, oh my gosh, there's a lot of weight to this thing. It's got the flip switches. You can turn on speakers A, speakers B, speakers A and B for quadraphonic sound. It doesn't have an 8-track in it. It doesn't have cassette. It's just a receiver. And then I have a phonograph that I've added into it. The phonograph is from the 80s. But that, and then I have multiple sets of vintage speakers. But that's what I use. And I like the sound that it gives me. I especially love it for the radio. It comes in better than any modern radio that I've ever bought outside of a digital Wi-Fi radio. And if you go to the store and you say, oh, I'm looking for, say you walked into Walmart or Target and you said, I'm looking for a radio. What they're going to sell you is they're going to sell you a Wi-Fi radio. They're going to sell you something that is going to connect to the digital streams. So it would be the WBSM.com stream or the WBSM app. If depending on what the interface is, that would be what you would be listening on, not the actual radio itself. to get a real AM/FM radio is getting harder and harder to find. And to a radio geek like me, there's nothing better than tuning in that big, heavy tuner dial. And I've got the strip antenna going up the wall, and you're tuning in the station you want to listen to, and then you land on it, and that bright red light comes on to let you know that you've got stereo sound. Some of you know what I'm talking about. Some of the younger people are like, what? Why would you not have stereo sound? But that's why I like the older stuff. And it's built to last. I mean, I've got to give it a cleaning, because I get crackling in the speakers sometimes, but I don't think I'd find something that sounds as good for what I paid for this system, which was all told $50. And out of that $50, 30 of it was probably the speakers. You never know what deals you'll find. I did get a message, too, that we were talking before about clothes and about how, you know, as a kid, I wanted to wear all the brands that everybody else was because I would actually get picked on if I didn't. But that as an adult, I'm like, I don't need that. And Laurie says, excellent opening. I so could relate. As an adult, I now see my parents did the best they could with what they had. And that's certainly what we went through. And I'm sure many people went through that. It was a matter of just getting by. And for many families today, it still is. But when you were just getting by as a kid, or I was just getting by as a kid, we could buy clothes that we would wear, and then once we outgrew them, there was another sibling that could wear them, or a cousin or somebody else. You don't really get that level of quality anymore if you're not getting things at the right places. There's not, you can't have a hand-me-down if it's already something nobody would want to wear. If it's already been so used that it's falling apart. That's the shame of it. Anyway, speaking of getting by, we talked about how a lot of families would have Franks and Beans on Saturdays. Barry had that great article that brought back a lot of memories for people. And a lot of that was out of necessity because it was a cheap meal to feed the family. Well, another cheap meal to feed the family happened on Wednesdays, and Barry has an article up today about it at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. And you can read about it on our Facebook page. And that's how Wednesdays were Prince Spaghetti Days. And, you know, the commercial kind of brought that into the zeitgeist, but people followed along with it. Like, Taco Tuesday is not like a real thing. It's just the thing people started doing, and so now it became a thing. And it became the same way with Prince Spaghetti Wednesdays. And some of you might still follow that. 508-996-0500. Gotta take a break. We'll be back in a few moments. Up. Welcome back in. And let's go back to the phones. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim.
How you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. Thank you so much for taking my call. You got some great topics. The other day, I had called into Barry's show because it was the hot dogs, beans, and brown bread conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't had a chance yet to reach back out to him, but he was unaware that there was bioengineered product now in B&M brown bread. Also, what I'd like to tell people, if you read like your pasta sauces, because we're talking about spaghetti on Wednesday, Prego, for example, has bioengineered product in it, and you can buy other products that have tomatoes, seasoning, and olive oil. So the people really got to pay attention, because we're slowly being poisoned by preservatives.
Well, I mean, a lot of people who make some of that stuff, they prefer to do everything from themselves from scratch anyway, you know, especially sauce. I mean, I know we live in a day and age where convenience is king, and the easier it can be is the better. But I think a lot of people still take pride in making things from scratch.
Well, you're definitely going to be better off. But my point being is I think that people need to start reading the labels of the food that they're using, because a lot of our food products have bioengineered stuff in them. For example, we use fruit snacks here because the grandkids like fruit snacks.
Mm-hmm.
I was snooping around yesterday at BJ's, and I ran into organic fruit snacks, and all it contains, Tim, is fruit.
Well, those are probably the better ones to get then.
Yeah, but again, it's just the awakening. People need to start awakening to what they're taking in because, Tim, as you know, the health issues in this country is crazy, and a lot of these issues are really coming into play since all of this poison's been in our food for a long time now.
Well, I mean, it's not poison on the surface, but the more people have it, the more that it becomes an issue. And people aren't aware of that. They don't realize that, you know, if you're going to have, say, preservatives in a small amount, you'll be okay. But when everything that you eat has them in it, then you've got a problem. So you don't have to freak out about it being in, you know, one can of something. But if it's in a can of everything that you ate that week, then you've got to be more careful.
Well, again, it's just what are people consuming over the period of their lifetime? And again, you know, if we sat down at the table and we had a spoonful of decon, we would die right at the table. But yet if you eat these preservatives, you're still able to get up off the table, you get health issues, and then you finally die from these health issues. I mean, Tim, I don't know. There's a lot of plastic and a lot of stuff in our food that just shouldn't be there, Tim.
All right. Well, I got to hold you there because I got to take a break here. But thank you for the call. Have a good day.
And
I do got to squeeze this break in before we run out of time. We'll be right back. And that's going to take us right to the end of the hour. We got it in just...
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.